Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, what up? Tink and Tierney ready to go on this Tuesday. Hey, look, we can see Aaron Rodgers just meander into the Packers facility for the 9,000th time today with no words yet. But there he is with flip-flops and the man bun. Aaron's back. So are we. Our Rocket Mortgage studio here in Lower Manhattan. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. You know, Tink, I got to be honest with you, buddy. I'm going to need a whole lot more very soon than the helicopter, you know, downward imagery of Aaron Rodgers walking in, strolling in, the man bun, as we said. He's got the flip-flops on. It looks like he just rolled out of the jungles of Costa Rica, which he pretty much did. Intermittently interrupted for a few big golf events, as we know. I'm going to need to hear Aaron Rodgers say something pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like, very soon.
I agree, because we all know the drama that went on this whole offseason. It might be, I don't know, under the bridge, so to speak, and drifting downstream, but it's a slow-moving stream as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I need something to pick that pace up a little bit, and that would be Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, we're all good here. Or we're not. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Or, you know, we reworked our deal and I'm out after next year. Something. Say anything. Or just, hey, how about hello?
Yeah, he gave the little subtle hand wave. Did you see that?
He didn't even lift his hand up.
Exactly. He was like a waist high. What's happening? Yeah. I see you. So, you know, this Rodgers stuff is interesting because, you know, the correlation here is he's going to play in 2021 for the Packers, obviously, and then pull a Tom Brady, you know, bounce and go find a new team and maybe find the same success from a team point of view that Tom Brady found a year ago with the Bucs, and maybe we'll find again. And then, you know, Jordan Love will either be ready or he will not be ready. They'll have a lot of money to disperse around the rest of the roster. The only benefit of losing Aaron Rodgers is now you can really start to pay other people, whether it's Davante Adams, amongst others. You could probably get three or four players for what Rodgers is due. But see, to me, the difference with Brady, and this is why I don't think it's a great comparison, even though people are kind of stuffing it in that same tier. Tom Brady, let's go back to not at the end of his last year at the Patriots. Let's go back to training camp before his final year at the Patriots. You know, there were maybe a few intimate. You and I even said occasionally, well, maybe he's getting bored of the Belichick way. Maybe he might want to try something. Maybe he's going to retire. Like, we were guessing, obviously, throwing darts, but it was never informed conjecture. It was just, well, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. And it never took away from the team element because there was nothing definitive like Aaron Rodgers apparently has right now where they will void that final year. So it doesn't mean that it can't work. If you go 13-4 or 14-3 or 12-5 and there you go, buddy. There you go.
I was counting, making sure you were getting those right.
Good. And you go on this nice long run and you get to the Super Bowl and you win it. All is well. All is good. But the slightest flare-up, as I said yesterday with LaFleur, a nasty two-game losing streak, an inexplicable loss otherwise. Like, I don't think that this year is going to necessarily be as smooth for Rodgers and the Packers as a lot of people are making it out to be.
Yeah, look, because the reality is that we know he's now leaving.
Yeah, he's getting divorced.
After next season. And so, generally, working under that type of pressure is not easy. Mm-mm. And now, it's obviously more, I think, Aaron Rodgers can handle it. But now everybody else is now thinking the same thing. It's Aaron Rodgers. He knows he's out. We all know that he's out. And so if we're going to win a championship with this current iteration of this team, It's got to be this year. Now, maybe Jordan Love, you know, we're selling Jordan Love short, but I don't think so. I don't think he's ready to be a superstar quarterback that can lead his team to a Super Bowl title.
Superstar? We're not even sure if he could be a functional NFL quarterback. No, we're not saying he can't.
That's exactly right.
But we know nothing about Jordan Love.
Absolutely nothing.
Zero.
And so not only does Aaron Rodgers want to give his best effort this year because it's the last time that he's doing it, but all of his teammates are now feeling that same pressure because they know if – hell, if we don't win a championship this year, it might not be for another 3 or 4 or 5 years, or maybe never, because Aaron Rodgers is obviously a key cog in their ability to be successful. So, yeah, there is pressure on Aaron Rodgers. We talked about that yesterday, BT, how, God, he's got to really win now because this is his last chance to do it here, and he's going to bounce. But it's really the pressure is on everybody else because once Aaron is gone, it's a whole nother, you know, a complication that they have to
evaluation
deal with.
Process. Yes. I hear you, but nothing will. Even Devontae Adams is a wide receiver outside of Jordan Love, the quarterback, mm-hmm. and LaFleur is the coach. Nobody will feel the day to day heat or the day to day noise or just conjure up the emotion that Aaron Rodgers will. I'm not saying that they'll be absent of pressure. It will be slightly amplified because everybody's going to have to up their game without Rodgers, but they'll still be able to blend into the woodwork a bit because the expectations dip to the floor.
I'm not talking about, like, media pressure. I'm talking about winning pressure.
Gotcha.
Like, if you want to win a championship, the best way to do it, and we've talked about this many times, 75 or 6, maybe even it's even more now because Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady are the last two, like 76 or so percent of teams that won Super Bowls have a quarterback that is in the Hall of, going to the Hall of Fame or in the Hall of Fame already.
Yeah.
And so the stats don't lie, man. It mm-hmm. is what it is. And so if you're the defensive end on this Packers team, you're saying, dude, if I want to win a Super Bowl, I got to do it with a Hall of Fame quarterback, and that's Aaron Rodgers this year. So forget the media asking about Aaron, forget the media side. This is like an on-field wins and losses, the postseason and win issue that I think this team now has to contemplate and think about. And that's just, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is committed to the Green Bay Packers for the next 4 years, it's probably less pressure on these guys to win right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like he's done after this year.
Yeah, well, at least in Green Bay for sure. The other thing, too, and I know it's easy, you know, the connection to The Last Dance and, mm-hmm. you know, the great docuseries, which was phenomenal. Certainly the early stages of COVID, it gave us something to look forward to. It was great. It was very well done. Scottie Pippen doesn't like it. Horace Grant doesn't like it, but we liked it. And I know it's very convenient now to sit here and say, you know, in hindsight, you know, well, you know, pertaining to the Bulls, not the Packers, the Bulls in hindsight. Well, you know, they had to deal with this. It's not the same. Yes, I know that Phil Jackson handed them a binder and it said The Last Dance. And there was intimations, hey, guys, this is our last run. But it didn't play out publicly like it's playing out now. Not even close.
That's a great point.
First of all, there's no social media. Yeah. And even if, you know, even when, you know, when newspapers were running the show, and the 11 o'clock newscast really, truly mattered. I'm not trying to denigrate it, but it was, you know, pretty much must watch mm-hmm. if you want to see what your local teams did. You know, it wasn't a day-to-day talking point. So the constant, you know, interruptions, the impediments, the various nuisances, if that even makes sense, that the ride this year for the Packers that they'll have to deal with compared to the Bulls, it's not even applicable. It's totally different.
No, it's not. And I also haven't accomplished, I mean, they've been successful. They've been a good team. Regular season, getting into the postseason pretty, you know, regularly. But it's not like they've won championships. So the Last Dance comparison is a little bit odd because it's not, they haven't won championships back to back to back. The concept of the Last Dance is we've won five. Now let's go get one more because we know that MJ's out or we think he's out before this thing all breaks up. So it's not the right comparison, but it's
kind of lazy when you really think about it.
It really is. And, you know, it almost feels like it's branded.
Forced.
Branded and forced intentionally.
Yeah. Well, they also put the IG stories, so they're kind of playing into it as well.
True.
When they had Scottie and Pippen dapping
true,
up. Maybe that's why we're reaching and latching onto it as much as we are. But I'm not feeling it quite the way a lot of others are.
No, it's just, I think it's just more like the last opportunity for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a better term.
Right?
Less sexy, but probably a more accurate depiction.
But let's be real. Like, you mentioned it. He wants to be like Tom Brady. I want to go someplace else. I want to go to a retirement community and win a championship like Tom Brady did.
Yep.
But Tom Brady walked into the perfect situation. A team that had a great head coach in Bruce Arians, well-built defensively, stacked offensively. Then you get some, you know, you get Gronk and LeGarrette Blunt and AD or AB Antonio from the Steelers.
Antonio Brown
sure. Sitting out chilling.
You already had Godwin, had Mike right? Evans, had like, a great defense, offensive like, line. You drafted Wirfs, good stuff.
It was like the perfect situation. Where the hell is Aaron Rodgers finding that next year?
I know.
Like seriously,
maybe he goes to Tampa. What if Tom retired? What if Tom fizzles out?
Yeah, but I mean,
that would be so lame. Come on, you can't go to Tampa. You got to at least blaze a new trail, don't you?
But I
don't think to subscribe to the same chapter. You can't write the same exact book.
But I don't even know if that works again in Tampa next year, simply because like Ndamukong Suh stayed.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Fournette stayed. True. The money's wouldn't work out.
The money's not going to be this. These guys aren't going to stay for a third year. I mean, maybe they will if Tom Brady's still there and they just want to keep running it back, winning championships. But if Tom retires, Gronk's not staying in Tampa. You know what I mean? So it's just, I hear what you're saying. But my point was, I don't see Aaron Rodgers finding that perfect situation after he leaves the Green Bay Packers. And in fact, I think the most perfect situation he could be in is in Green Bay for the next couple of years, especially if they can re-sign Devontae Adams and, you know, maybe at some point draft another great wide receiver or acquire one in free agency. They got a defense as good as we've talked about many times. So his best opportunity to win his ever-elusive second championship is right where he is. Mm-hmm. I know he wants to bounce because he hates how things are happening in the front office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's going to go someplace else, and it might not be as sexy as he thinks it's going
but
to be.
But he might be happier. Tom Brady looks happier. Yeah, he might be happier.
Because Tom Brady walked into a situation that was ideal.
I get it, but Tom Brady seemed happier even before they won a game in Tampa.
But he
just seemed more free.
But BT, you remember that Tampa team with Jameis Winston as quarterback the year before? They were really good, but they were hamstrung by a quarterback with 30 interceptions.
Oh, I get it, and a lot of pick sixes as well. I know.
At least 12 fumbles that year as well. So I mean,
he had 12 fumbles.
He had a ton of fumbles 12? That year as well. I got to look it up. Might have been that high, but it was.
Stu Getz, check that out.
Yeah,
if you can.
Check that out.
12
it was
fumbles
a, it was
seems
a lot.
That's like Daniel Jones territory.
He was up 12? There. He was up there. Maybe it was 8, but whatever it was, he had a ton of turnovers in that game because I knew it wasn't just interceptions. But regardless, the team was good.
Yep.
Right. Even. Just the reason it wasn't was because of the quarterback. So Tom Brady walks in there and you just knew that it was going to be better because Tom Brady's not turning the ball over.
You were right, 12. I didn't realize it was 12.
So
it was like 7,
you
12.
You take away.
Guy had 40-plus turnovers.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, and we laud him for throwing 33 touchdowns. But
yeah.
You're still minus
was 7,
12,
42
minus,
points,
minus,
basically.
Minus 8, right? You're minus 7 or 7 or 8.
PAT pending, 7 times 6, 42.
It's just crazy. So Tom walked into an ideal situation. They literally just needed the quarterback to be great.
That's crazy, yeah.
And so I don't think Aaron Rodgers is finding that situation. Again, I think his best bet to win his next championship is in Green Bay, whether it's this year or in subsequent however many years that is. And so all we're going to hear this year is urgency. The Packers have an urgency. They're going to lose a game. Oh, do you feel an urgency to win this year? Because, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Man, he's going to get annoyed with that stuff.
Of course
that's why
is.
It's going to be really interesting and not as seamless
as
some people think.
Everybody's going to get annoyed with that. You know what I mean?
Good content.
It's going to be great content when hearing, some of these, tertiary players being asked, do you feel an urgency to win this year because it's Aaron's last year? Get the hell out of my face. You know what I mean? That's what's going to happen. I can see it already. Because they're making it about one guy. And yes, maybe to an extent it is about one guy, but it's a team sport at the end of the day.
Well, listen, I get it. Certainly in the NFL, because we've seen some great players author some pretty nice, productive statistical years, and they just don't move the needle for bad teams. If you don't know, O-line, defense, we get it. But let's face it, if Aaron Rodgers is on the Packers, they're on the short list for Super Bowl contenders. If he's not, they're probably on the short list to draft in the top 10.
Right.
I don't know that that's a stretch. Like, that's how dramatic an impact he has. So I know it's not about one player, but in the case of the Packers, it kind of is.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I've said the stat, you were out, BT. He has thrown 99 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in the last 3 years.
And they've won 26 regular season games.
Yes.
13 apiece.
Yeah. It's just insane.
Man.
It's insane how good he's been.
I don't think every Jet quarterback for the last 10 years combined has thrown 99 touchdowns.
Yeah, that was 3 years. No, last 3 years. Yeah,
I'm saying 10 years. I don't think my guys have done that. 10. Geno.
You might be right.
Sam didn't. Yeah, I like Sam, but Sam didn't exactly light it up.
You might be right.
Fitzpatrick had the one. I take that back. Fitzpatrick had the one really. He actually set a Jets record for touchdowns.
I always kind of forget.
Me too. Because we didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I kind of forget.
Because we lost in Buffalo. So let me do this before we get a break here. We get to Deshaun Watson and we get to the bigger snapshot of quarterbacks and whether these flexes in the case of Rodgers or in Watson's situation, if it's really worthwhile, more so for Rodgers, to even go down this route. Like, mm-hmm. Who really won the stare down between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers? But I want to hear him speak. You want to hear him speak. So pretend, and then you do this to me. Pretend you're Rodgers, all right? So, you know, and do it serious. Don't, like, mess around and just say something stupid. I want you to say,
like you did yesterday.
I want you to actually say what you think. Not what you think he will say. What you think he should say. Aaron.
Yes, Brandon.
Where have you been?
I've been taking care of my personal life, working on my mental health. You know, I got engaged this offseason. Mm-hmm. And
what kind of shape are you in, Aaron?
I've been working out hard, you know, as usual, as I would expect to every year. You would expect me to be. I'm in good shape.
Have you been throwing the football around?
A little bit.
With whom?
You saw me at Lake Tahoe. I threw it to the boat.
That's true.
You saw the zip still on my fastball. It's still there.
Aaron, just Joe from the Wisconsin Gazette. Joe, Aaron, did you almost not come back this year?
Conversation over.
Well, but Aaron, Packer fans need to know. I think they deserve the right to know. Aaron, did you almost not return to the Packers this year? This fan base has treated you exceedingly well. Did you almost turn your back on them?
I'm here now.
Okay. What's your relationship with Murphy? And Gutekunst.
I haven't talked to either one of them, but I have a great relationship with Coach LaFleur, and I'm looking forward to first day of padded practice.
Are you convinced that this is absolutely your final year in Green Bay?
No comment.
Are you open somewhere, in some part of your mind, to coming back in 2022?
I love Green Bay. Fans have been amazing, and I want to finish my career here, but that may not be in the cards.
If this is your final year, how much pressure do you have to win a Super Bowl, Aaron?
Same pressure I have every year. I got to get that second one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
You would have been cut off 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but see, that's now imagine 50, I mean, because the throng.
Every week.
I'm talking about today.
I know.
It's not just the local media.
But every week that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. NFL Network is there. ESPN is there. Fox is there. Everyone's there. And he is going to get crushed and bamboozled from every direction with questions. And he needs to have answers. I'm serious. I don't mean to take us behind the curtain and, you know, and show the inner workings, the inner mechanism of any relationships gone awry. We don't need that, but you do need, in my opinion, and I know you were still messing around even though I told you not to. I'm sincere with this. I do think that he needs to project not humility, but he can't just deflect and completely gloss over. He owes it not to me, not to you, don't care about us.
No.
He owes it to Packer fans. I believe to give them a modicum of sense of what is in his heart. Just a little. I don't know if he's going to do that, but I think that he should do
that.
That's my opinion.
I don't think that he will. I think he should as well, but I don't think that he will.
Well, and we'll find out pretty soon.
I asked Stu to keep an eye out to hear if he ever any sound today. We haven't heard anything from Aaron yet.
Not yet.
We know he's there, obviously, because he walked in.
9,000 loops. There's Aaron.
I know.
There's the man bun. Looks like he's in pretty decent shape, though.
He does look
He didn't look like he was in great shape in the jungle. Remember I said that to you?
That's right.
A little belly?
That's right.
Looked like he slimmed down again.
That was 3 months ago.
He got ready. Was it? No, it wasn't that long ago. It's like 5 weeks ago he was in the jungle.
No, he was playing golf.
No, because he came back right after that. Because they were wondering on the match, how much golf did he play? And was it Costa Rica?
That's right.
In Costa Rica. I guess you can play in Costa Rica, but it looked like he wasn't playing. All right, coming up next, Deshaun. What are we going to do here, Teague? The phones are ringing, you would imagine. The Texans are open for business. There's still this, you know, mountain of civil suits hanging over his head. He's not going to practice. He is there. Not going to practice. We'll give you that update in a minute. Mm-hmm. What should a team that really covets Deshaun Watson be truly willing to give up? We'll diagnose that next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Coming up this weekend on CBS, a lot of sports for everybody, no matter what you prefer. A little something of everything. Beginning at Saturday, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. Summer Hoops rolls on to the Big 3. On Sunday at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Kick back on the couch. Watch some of the fittest athletes compete against one another. It's the CrossFit Games, followed at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, by the Major League Rugby Championship, all coming up this weekend on CBS. All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. Inbounds, Out of Bounds coming up next. And, you know, listen, the NBA, I know that... It's funny, we've been doing the show a long time now. I mean, you go back, 2013 is when we started.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've said this many, many times. The NBA trade deadline's going to be hot and heavy this year. Usually, I'm the one fan of the Flames.
Uh-huh.
And usually it's like J.J. Redick getting dealt to Milwaukee. Something very menial, right? Not to disrespect J.J. He's a good player, but it didn't move the needle. That Milwaukee team, not this Milwaukee team. But the draft coming up this week. We'll focus on the draft more tomorrow, even though we do have some NBA stuff in the inbounds, out of bounds. This is a huge week for the NBA.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of good players who aren't happy. There's a lot of teams that are dying to get better with flush with cap space and draft equity. I mean, Bradley Beal. I mean, there's a lot going on in the NBA.
Lonzo Ball,
yeah.
where he's going to ultimately end up, and to a lesser extent, guy like Dennis Schroeder, where he's going to Kuzma for the L.A. Lakers.
Yeah.
The Dame.
Colin Sexton for the Cavaliers.
Sexton, Dame Lillard.
For sure, I mean, Dave.
There could be a lot of movement happening that could be hugely impactful to teams next season, even the teams that were good this year, the Phoenix Suns. What happens if Chris Paul says, I'm out, he opts out, and he's gone? I don't think he will. You think he is going to opt out? I don't think he is, because it doesn't make sense for him to opt out and then try to land someplace else.
Just opt out and you resign with the Suns. You get the three years, $100 million.
But I was reading something about, like, that there's a law.
There is a law. There's a little nuance.
He might miss it, because I think it's a 37-year-old. It's at age 37. He might just be.
But he's not 37 yet.
I know. So if he's 36, he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
He can do the 3-year, 100 mil. But if he's 37, he can't, because they don't want to be able to sign like these old players.
I know he could definitely get 3 years, 100 mil from somebody else. Whether if he opts out of the Suns, I was still under the impression he can get that from them.
I gotta go.
But we'll see.
I gotta go look. But anyways, that's one of the issues that's percolating around the Suns, right? Because if they don't have Chris Paul, did they get where they were this year? Probably not.
Yeah.
But have they lifted themselves enough to do it without him?
No.
Exactly.
To win a championship? No. Yeah. I mean, without Chris
or
Paul.
Or just to get back to the championship.
No. Without Chris Paul, I'm not even sure they were top four seed in the Western Conference.
I think you're
honestly.
Right.
And they, without they, some tooling over the offseason.
And they
here.
Love campaign. He was great when Chris Paul was injured in that was a Lakers series, I think it was. Whenever Chris, Lakers series, when he hurt his shoulder.
We heard initially, but
The campaign was fantastic. Had 29 that one game, but they got to sign him. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of moving parts for a lot of teams this offseason.
Kyle Lowry's going to be on the move. That's right.
Who?
No doubt.
Who?
No,
who?
Kyle Lowry.
Just making sure.
No short. I'm never going to forget that one. No shortage of names. So we'll do a lot of NBA tomorrow, but it's also an inbounds, out of bounds, which is why we just want to kind of tell you what's coming up there, because it really is a big NBA week. Next hour, Odell Beckham says the Browns have this monster opportunity for the Super Bowl this year. Do we need to take the Browns that seriously? Something we'll kick around in hour two. All right, Deshaun Watson. We talked about him yesterday.
Yep.
There's 20, now I believe it's 24 civil suits hanging over his head.
24.
None of which are resolved.
Nope. Eight criminal. Or
I think it's 10. It's 10.
10.
10 criminal investigations.
Eight that are included in the civil suits, two that are new.
Yes, and the two new ones are not civil. They're just criminal, which is interesting.
Very.
Because it's not a money grab. I'm not saying the other ones are. I'm certainly not saying that. But when you see a criminal suit without a civil suit, there's a different way to process that. Listen, it's murky. So we don't know what's going to happen. My position from day one has been just the sheer amount of civil suits. I have to suspend them. I mean, if I'm Roger Goodell, who suspends flies for going, you know, too far up in the atmosphere, I mean, he's going to get suspended. How much? I don't know. I believe he's going to, and I believe he should get suspended. How many? Don't know. But that opens up the question. If you're a team, if you're a Miami, if you're a Denver, if you're a Philadelphia Eagles right now, the three teams at the front of the line, reportedly, to make an aggressive move for the great young Deshaun Watson, who's 25 and on a great contract.
Yeah.
What the hell do you give up for this guy?
Not knowing that much. Well, not as much as they're asking for, which we've heard is, you know, some combination of 3 to 5 first round picks and a player or two, simply because at this point, he's going to be suspended. It's for something, because there's a criminal lawsuit, or at least a criminal inquiry, not a lawsuit.
And you asked me about that yesterday. I told you that there was still criminal legal.
You're right. Because I hadn't heard in a while. And then actually, I think yesterday, we heard about this.
Correct.
And so the NFL and the Commissioner Goodell has the ability to put him on the exempt list if there is an indictment or a verified criminal lawsuit placed against him, or there is domestic violence that's, you know, you get arrested basically for a violent crime. That's when the commissioner can put you on the exempt list, and ultimately, you know, you get on the exempt list, you're going to be suspended.
Pay, for those who don't know.
Exactly. I think it's only a matter of time before he's put on the exempt list, and then as these criminal cases, forget the civil for right now, but as these criminal cases get pushed down the line and pushed through the system, and maybe even adjudicated, he's going to be suspended. Maybe for even the whole year. And there's some people who are saying there's no chance he's playing a game at all in 2021, which is new and it's crazy, but
I don't think it's that crazy.
It's probably the reality at this point, because it's not going away, right? This is not de-escalating in a sense.
No,
right?
It's not.
It's actually getting more and more and more and more. And at some point, the commissioner is going to have no choice except for to suspend him. And so, therefore, if you are a team, back to your question, that's going to trade for him, I mean, whatever they're asking for, cut it in half, at least maybe three quarters, because you know he's not playing and you don't know, you know, what's going to happen down the line.
Okay, so now let me take that and flip this back to you. If you're right that the asking price gets sliced in half, and I don't think that you're wrong, does it still behoove the Texans to trade him?
Well, I mean,
I know he said he wants out. He reiterated that. I get that. But do you kind of roll the dice if you're Houston?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would either. I'm just asking.
Houston's in the worst situation. Now, they got...
they have a terrible roster. Best player wants out.
Right, and
he's in trouble.
Cully, their coach. I like the guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's going to be a good NFL head coach.
Who knows? Right? I'm rooting for him. Everybody raves about him as a person.
He's a great people person.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And actually, that may work, you know, especially if he has the right staff. But
and a young team that could work with.
That's right. But, you know, Deshaun Watson is not quite a pariah, but he's getting there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in your mind, you're like, dude.
Yeah,
right?
It's hard to just brush that.
That's right.
That's a lot.
It's just too much.
Yeah,
and so they're stuck because they can't necessarily trade him, as we were just talking about. And do you actually want him back after this all goes through in Houston, where a lot of these allegations took place? Do you actually want him back on your team, and will the fans reaccept him? Unless it comes out that, oh, it was all, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All from, and it wasn't, because there's been criminal cases now. So we can rule that whole money grab thing. That's ruled. That's ruled out at this point. And so I don't know what I would do other than cut him outright, but that's not smart either.
I take 80 cents on the dollar and I move on. You have to. I mean, he doesn't want to play for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't speak to the percentage.
You're not getting three first rounders for him.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure that's
three
true.
Three first rounders?
Well, he's 25. Mm-hmm. He's got a good contract. He's the best two-way quarterback in the NFL.
When do you think Deshaun Watson is playing football in the NFL again?
I think there's a chance he plays some games this season. I think there's a high probability, you know, if he's healthy, that he's opening week one wherever he's dealt. Or Houston. He's not going to be with Houston. Mm. I think he plays week one next year for sure, unless he's in jail.
So week one of...
I mean, unless you're in jail... But then your point, and it's not.
I don't even want to think that.
No, neither do I. But there's criminal investigations, and you can't rule anything out. Back to your point, though, because you have to factor this in. You know, you have to, and not just to say that women are the only one who should be offended by this, mm-hmm. because men who have wives and moms mm-hmm. and sisters and daughters and everything, we should all be offended if the sexual misconduct
absolutely
is accurate and true for sure. But the first person you look at is your woman fan, your female fan base, like. And to your question, like, boy, whether it's in Houston or another city, you have to calculate the emotions and the feelings and the reaction of first the female fans and then the entire fan base of bringing somebody in connected to this this volume.
Yes.
I mean, one is unacceptable, but 20 plus?
Yeah.
Sexual misconduct, civil filings?
And 10 criminal complaints.
I mean, I don't know how you brush that off at a press conference.
That's a lot. I mean, look, the NFL world got all up in arms about Colin Kaepernick taking a knee.
Yep.
Right? And they're two completely separate things. I don't even think I'm relating them. But think about the calls that the John Maras of the world,
yeah.
even talked about this.
I remember Maras,
Some of the other owners in the league talked about, well, we just can't, you know, it's not right for us because our fan base is outraged by, and that was a civil protest.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
It's constitutionally guaranteed.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, no crimes whatsoever.
None at all.
No, obviously.
But the fan base was so offended
uh-huh.
that they were absolutely refused to even think about it. At least some of the owners did.
And Mara felt compelled to write that letter to the season ticket holders, right?
That's right.
Think about that. So I don't know. I still don't rule out a team, you know, because if you've got three aggressive bidders, and I'm on the record, I think he's going to wind up with the Dolphins. That's mm-hmm. where I said that yesterday. For whatever reason, I think Denver's going to duck out. I think it's more of a two-man race myself between the Miami Dolphins and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. And we'll get resolution, at least pertaining to a trade. You and I both believe in a week or so. He's not going to take a snap in practice. He's there. This is a mere formality.
Yep.
Don't get fined $50,000 a day when you have 20-plus civil suits hanging over your head. You'd be out of your mind to willingly skip and get docked 50 large every day when you might have to cut a big check or 20-plus big checks. That's why he's there.
Yep.
Let's not get this twisted. He's there for money, and I get that, but he will not be a Texan. He will be dealt soon. Will he play this year? We'll see. All right, Teek, let's get the update from Ack. Inbounds, out of bounds after that. An NBA star, we mentioned this before, Medi could be on the move. We'll kind of get into the off-season maneuverings for some of these star players. Thursday could be a wacky night on draft night. We'll hit that in Inbounds, out of bounds.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, inbounds, out of bounds, coming up in a minute. After that, we got a little confidence brewing from the Browns locker room. Odell feeling it, flowing. We'll hit that story coming up, inbounds, out of bounds, in a moment. As I said, right now, though, it's time for the Player of the Week. It's brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done this week. It's Royal Slugger Jorge Soler. All right, he's got two homers in back-to-back games, so that is not bad. Only the fifth Royal to ever do that in the regular season. Boy, I had to take a guess. I'd say George Brett, maybe a little Steve Balboni. Maybe Beltran when he was coming up there, maybe. Who else? Amos Otis? Maybe go throw back to an old school guy? Anyways, teammate Salvador Perez also did it earlier this season, so I would only need three other guys. Brett's got to be one of them, right? Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. For all the ones who get it done, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call clickgranger.com/safety or just stop on by. And despite the efforts of Soler, the Royals, you know, listen, rough year, 15 games behind the White Sox, who are cruising in the AL Central. Chicago, Teague, 59-41. That's 18 games over 500. Indians, you know, they're miles behind, still in play for the wild card.
Guardians, by the way.
Oh, that's right, the Guardians. By the way, I read this morning that this would be a catastrophe. There's a roller derby team in the city of Cleveland that has the trademark.
No.
Check social media.
Really?
The Cleveland Roller Roller Cleveland Guardians.
Get out of here.
So even if this goes through, it's going to go through, and when they become the Cleveland Guardians.
How do you not know?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I don't know. Their website, like Twitter handles, IG, will not say at Cleveland Guardians because the roller derby team has
it. Oh, get out. That is bad.
Now, I'm sure their budget is nothing, so you could probably cut them a big check and just appease them.
But
still.
That's a bad miss, man.
How do you not? Let's one away. Hey, guys, is it trademarked?
Yeah.
No, we're good?
Yeah. How much money do we need to operate for a decade? Yeah, that's how much it'll cost you.
Exactly. All right, let's get the inbounds, out of bounds. Here we go, Stu.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki. NFL training camp starting up around the NFL while all eyes are on Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. Obviously, the stories we've led with the last couple of days. Two defensive stars in the backfield battling for contract demands and extensions of their own. First, Pats former DPOY Stephon Gilmore decided to report in practice despite demanding a new deal. Same with Dolphin star corner Xavien Howard, who had, what do you have, 11 picks last year,
yeah,
Howard?
Yeah.
He also reported, didn't look too enthused as he walked in the building. I saw that.
No, he had 10.
10, okay.
He had 10.
Okay.
Gilmore had 11 a couple years ago.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
But they're both in, and they're both showing up. So inbounds, out of bounds. Both Howard and Gilmore are making mistakes reporting to camp and not holding out.
I'm going to say out of bounds here. They are not making mistakes here, PT, because this new rule that we keep talking about, it started with the quarterbacks, and it pertains to everybody else. Holdouts are a thing of the past anymore. Because these guys get fined and it's mandatory and they can't bargain it away or negotiate it away. Now, maybe you could bake it into a new contract should you get it.
Yeah.
But the likelihood of that happening is slim, probably to none. So I think they're doing the right thing and they're not being as disruptive to their team, both of which teams need them, especially coming into this season.
Yes. Let's face it. You know, I don't know how the Dolphins would have responded necessarily, but the Pats wouldn't blink if Gilmore, even though they want him, they let Brady walk out the door. You think they're going to get antsy, cutting, you know, throwing out $10 million dollars for Gilmore, who was very good? But no, the answer is no. So my answer is out of bounds here. I do not believe that they're making mistakes. It is what it is. Tiki just identified the reasons why. I don't need to restate them. You know, I also believe there's something as goodwill, and you can't quantify this, and maybe this is fool's gold. I'm not sure I'd want to really put my contract, hang my negotiations on this, but if you do the right thing and you walk in the building day one, maybe it's a tick extra fuel motivation.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, maybe not get everything you want, but maybe more than you would have if you actually held out and made life difficult. I'm with you. Out of bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teague. So this was crazy. Stunning turn of events today at the Olympics as Simone Biles, widely considered the greatest female gymnastic star in Olympics history, pulled out of the team competition after one subpar vault. I saw that. She was a little skittish on the landing.
Mm-hmm.
After her withdrawal, the U.S. fell short of their attempt at a third straight gold, finishing second to Russian athletes and earning the silver. Afterwards, Biles explained her decision wasn't injury-related, but more about her mental health.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
Okay. In or out, we do believe Biles' actions were unacceptable and amount to quitting on her team, in essence.
I don't think this is quitting on her team. I think she was going through something emotionally and mentally, and just didn't feel it. And she knew, when you're an elite athlete like she is and as successful as she has been, we all remember her last Olympics, she just dominated. She was the darling of really the whole Summer Olympics down in Rio.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're not at your best. And in a team competition like gymnastics, I think her reasoning, although maybe faulty, made sense. Like, she knew she was off after her vault. And so in order to help the team, she pulled herself out of it, right? And said, somebody else can do better than me right now. And even though it's not the sign of an elite champion, I can't fault her and say she was quitting, because she felt like she didn't have it. And if she doesn't have it, the team's not going to even get silver. So it's a tricky one, though. This one is. It's really tricky, especially listening to her talk afterwards.
Yeah, it's very, very tricky. I can't say definitively that it's inbounds, because I can't say that it was unacceptable. I don't like it. I'm going to say that. I don't like it. But I also understand that I'm not inside of her mind. I don't know what ails her. I didn't love her explanation, though. I don't really care about empty venues. That shouldn't matter. I've also seen, you know, Simone Biles plastered on my TV screen for the past year in anticipation of the Olympics. Good point. You can't have both. You can't get paid millions of dollars. Well, I guess you can. And this is where it's very tough, because you can be in the right frame of mind while you're shooting those commercials, and then something, whatever it is, trigger, go awry, something that we don't know. Maybe even her coach doesn't fully know. Mm-hmm. Whatever. She's been through a lot. A grandparent. I know. But there's been a lot of champions who have fought through injuries and personal anguish. I'm just not a fan of walking out on your team.
Yeah, I
hope she's okay. I have great respect for her. But I don't love what she did.
I think injuries would probably are easier, right? Because it when you get hurt a little bit, you kind of force yourself to overcome an injury. But if there's a mental block,
yeah,
and you just feel
it, not saying it's easy. Look, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. So, but she left her teammates there.
I hear you, but I'll give you just a personal example. You know Brooklyn is in competitive cheer.
Yep.
This is my 7-year-old.
And she's like 12-year-old. She's that good.
Exactly. And she can do, you know, round off, backhand spring, back tucks, like this crazy, like stunts.
I saw in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
I was worried that my, at that point, 4-year-old daughter was going to try to emulate it and get hurt.
Yeah, she's doing
very good.
Grass.
Very good.
But there are times, BT, where she can't even do like a backhand spring, which is the easiest of the things that she does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all mental. She gets frustrated and she's just like, she's screaming at herself and she's yelling and she's mad at us. Like, I can't help you. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
But it's a mental block. So imagine that happening on the biggest stage, one of the biggest stages of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I can empathize because I've seen it personally with my 7-year-old, even though it's not even close to the same level. But Simone Biles, just in her mind, she couldn't connect. Right. And when that happens, you know you're going to underperform because you've already told yourself you're going to underperform.
But then why is she going to do the individual stuff?
She's hoping that she finds it, you know, but in the next 2 days. And she also said that we didn't listen to that sound.
Yeah.
Where she said, look, I'm going to have 2 or 3 days off or 2 days off, whatever it is.
Yep.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to do the all around and I'm going to try to, you know, medal there. So, I mean, I can see it, but I agree with you. I don't love the explanation.
No, it was the words. I mean, this is a tough one. I wish it didn't end this way. I hope that she's okay.
Yeah.
Not what you want to see, though.
Tune in next time for an edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Man. You think it's harder to perform in front of nobody or in front of 100,000 people? I think it would be eerie with an empty venue.
Nobody.
Yeah. This is separate from the bile stuff. Just an empty venue.
Definitely nobody.
Is like disconcerting.
You just
like,
draw on the crowd. You just do. There's energy.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. There's value in fandom.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's why sport is so magical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these like unbelievable moments happen. And like, how did he do that? Or how did she do that? Because sometimes you can go above yourself when there's a collective uplifting. You know what I mean? So
I was following the women's team. I said yesterday they were 5-0. We lost to Japan. We lost 2-0.
Yeah.
We did not. Japan. I believe Japan won it last time as well.
They
back to back golds, right?
They did. And the home country. So
yeah, good run though by the ladies. You know, 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to sneeze at. Just coming up a couple of runs short against a dominant team. So. And we'll see what Popovich's group of underachievers have in store for us coming up pretty soon. All right, let's get to this story. Odell Beckham Jr. feeling himself, feeling the Browns. Do we need to give them the respect that is usually safe for those teams we think can actually get to a Super Bowl? Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.